the level of 866-723-23 international, and you may text at 404-418-5104, and that's for local Atlanta ATLian. Rise up. So in our session, we went over a level of what we're going to go on before tomorrow, which is alternative self-love strategies. Today, we were talking about a level and layer about self-love and discernment and being able to purify your life and begin to build self-love. Part of this is that there's a lot to it. And I'll put the book out there for you guys so we can talk about it a little bit more. In fact, you may purchase it online. I'll have it out there for you today, or at least by tomorrow. I want to make sure that we do our seminars in the sense of we make sure that we begin the processes of purification mentally, emotionally, physically, professionally, and then on top of that, begin to discuss things that are real, that happen to all of us. Because I'm going to tell you guys something. We've all dealt with some crap in our life that has changed us. We've all dealt with things in our whole professional life, personal life, that overlap and ends up on social media. So somebody got in here and was like, you know, maybe things should be kept off social media. I'm like, well, yeah, I normally act like that. And I thought it was funny because the comments are, I'm not trying to send the comments or none of that. I told you I don't like doing that. That's not something I do. But the comments are shed light on something that I've been trying to tell everybody. I don't like my stuff on social media. I've been telling you guys this for 2 to 3 years. I've been telling you guys for a very long time. I'm a very private person. I like to keep my professional life, my personal life separate. I've never liked any type of level of telling my business online if people have done it to me, involuntary, and thought it was funny. There's nothing funny about putting people's business out there on social media. So let's get into the nitty-gritty and nuts and bolts of that. I told you guys about my history, physical, what's going on, forensic work, and things like that. The only people who are mad about me telling the truth is because I had to resort to going to social media, and it ended up working to my advantage, not theirs. They're more mad because I literally told the truth. I risked the fact of documenting everything that was going on. And literally, like, I'm going to lose this battle, but I'm dang sure going to tell the truth and let it go. Where it's at, if I don't get justice, so what? But at least the justice in it is that I told the truth, so help me God, and I'm moving on with my life. I don't have time for this. Because that's what adults do. Children will argue and argue and argue back and forth, back and forth. Oh, she did this and he did that. I'm not going to do the finger pointing. Because there becomes a point where everybody's wrong. I want you guys to understand where self-love comes from. If you don't pick out your own personal demons or things that are bothering you, then you're going to let other people do it for you. Therefore, these bullies, these talk sheets, these provokers, these gaslighters, these bullies, these degradators, these humiliators, these toxic shamers, intimidation tactics, provoking, gaslighting, bullying, harassment, I got the best of the bullies, now they want to call their uncle. Make it make sense. Because all I'm saying is, you know, if I had my hair down today, hair flip. All I'm saying is, what are you mad at? Because we all have to get to the point of building self-love, and some of that is defending ourselves. And sometimes we have to defend ourselves, and I defended myself real well to the point that they're mad because all those sheets came up, and they're like, oh, crap, they lied. Oh, now they want to call their uncle. Well, let's call the truth, no? I'm not calling the truth with you. I'm calling the truth with myself so I can move on. And you can go right there in the dust where you belong, or the trash bin. Because there's a point where we have to self-love ourselves to remove toxicity, including us to toxic people, toxic environment, toxic families, toxic marriages, toxic dating relationships, toxic professional relationships, and cut them off. I'll tell you why. In this unpacked session, we're going to talk about purification and how attitudes, beliefs, and wild thoughts or wild levels of rational beliefs that others have and projecting onto you can affect you. If you don't purify your body and purely become a person who is more illuminated in your real light, your true light, instead of the false light or false narratives that people paint on you, you'll spend all your life terrified and windmilling with people who are determined to make you look bad and do things to embarrass and humiliate you, and you'll fall for it every single time. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to just sit this out. I said my piece the other day. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to de-escalate day by day. because I have no time in this world, in God's green earth, to keep going with this and fight back and forth with a psychopath, sociopath, and a pathological pygmy, pygmy Patrick, and several others who will go out their way to believe everything that person said because they participated in abuse, divisiveness, emotional abuse, tormenting, or crimes that changed me or changed the outcome of my life, egregiously affected my life or my business model. So in that, I wanted to teach you guys as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, that even paraprofessionals, professionals, and certified people such as myself or degree people such as myself go through this. Whether you're a degree or not, we all go through the same thing. It's just that some people are better at hiding it. I decided not to because I hid it for so long. And I'm just coming clean with you guys. I hid the abuse so long that, you know, when I finally came out about it and everybody seen me TRF, these same people who were doing all this divisiveness, that's what they banked on. They banked on me not saying anything. They banked on me never taking it to social media, and they banked on me never telling the cop anything because I'm not a cop caller. I'm not a person who does all this dry snitching or telling on people and things like that. And they knew that. They knew my loyalty outweighed a level of my own safety. And now I realize that there are boundaries, and I have to have safety for myself and concern for myself and also protect myself even from family or extended family or people who were attached to my family who provoked and gaslit and did everything they could to sit there and do the damage that they did. So with that being said, I had to learn to fight back, but I wasn't fighting back correctly in the beginning. They used that to their advantage again. Agents of provocateur foolishness and discombobulation operating out of order on their own. So I got painted in a false light. With that being said, a level of verification of that is shedding some light on everything, but the people who are mad at me shedding some light are mad because this is my way of healing. If my healing and my truth offends you because it actually happened and you did it, then you're more mad because the real light is shining on you about who you are and who you think, who you're supposed to be, and everybody's realizing what kind of nasty person you are. So with that being said, whether it's professional, whether it's an environment, or whether it's a marriage, or the downfall or destruction of a marriage, which should have been destroyed a long time ago, there's a level and layer of toxic environment, toxic players, key roles in there. So when we talk about purification, we're going to go next to this part. Fasting and dietary restriction, levels of information restriction, leading up to getting online and, you know, even absorbing some of the garbage and crap. Or a level of meditation, prayer, yoga, that, and reading spiritual uplifting material and even cleaning off your timeline, which is what I did. I actually removed over 4,000 people off my timeline. I removed over 5,000 people off my Facebook. I actually started over because I was tired of people and their bullcrap. It actually became less poisonous. I also did the same thing on Periscope. I have over 4,000 people blocked on my original Twitter, and on Periscope I got over 2,000 people blocked down. Because what I'm trying to tell you guys is social media can be an aggregator of levels of torment, provoking, gaslighting, bullying, harassment, terrorism. And the only people who want people who are being victimized to get off of social media are their aggressors who have aggressed against them. It's happened to me. Because when the person told me the other day, I'm going to stop harassing you, I'm going to stop bullying you, I've got a bunch of accounts, I realized she's not going to stop until he goes to jail. I realized she's not going to stop until she goes to jail. I realized that this person has an addictive obsession and a level of unhealthiness and a level of operating out of order and mad as hell and literally windmilling for every level step of the way of trying to not look like the nasty person that he or she is and several others in between. He went into police records, federal records, civil records, county records, and did all the degradation that they did that ended up on social media. Now everybody wants to say, oh, things shouldn't end up on social media, but it was different when they were doing it. So when you think about a combination of things, and we're just going to run through the small stuff, nothing big because we're not going to repeat a whole entire life. We're literally talking about keeping a gratitude journal and a level of letters of planning your life. And then on top of that, waking and sleeping hours are spent on productivity instead of hostility, anger, and upset. That can happen to anybody. Anybody who's going through a what we call a non-civil divorce or a level and layer of hostility or high conflict separation, whether you have children, whether you're married, married or not married, or common law married, or have children in between the situation, it becomes a little messy and it becomes a lot of messy on social media. I don't like that kind of stuff, and that's why I've tried to reduce it and tried to get lawyers off of social media before it ended up on social media. Then there's levels of complicit. People were being paid off. They were being bought off. They didn't do their job, failed to intervene, failed to interview. So long story short, I want you guys to understand why I'm giving you strategies to overcome all these different things. As a life coach, wellness coach, business coach, divorce coach, wellness coach, and relationship coach, this person has went out their way to skew the validity of my professionalism and also my presentations and continue to talk every presentation I had. Everybody's seen those presentations, and they know. So I'm glad I didn't lose a lot of people. Those that lost me, you weren't there for me in the beginning. You believed him first and her first, and then when y'all realized that now you want to come crawling back, don't worry about it. I don't need you back. So when we think about keeping a gratitude journal, we think about putting yourself with vacations and massages and doing things that you like. That's part of getting back to the self. So I'm learning how to sleep better. I'm learning how to eat better, and I'm also watching my diet so I don't get any more and gain any more weight. I'm gaining some healthy weight because I was getting too small. I was back to my original high school weight, which is too small at my age. It's like literally I need some weight on me while I'm going through getting some therapies and things like that so that I can get well. So with that being said, I'm done gaining all the weight that I'm going to gain. I'm still going to have to still lose the weight back, but while I'm going through therapies that I need to medically, I'm making sure that I'm taking care of myself. Then on top of that, stop interfering with your life and your change and your level of health and recovery and level of the grief. I want everybody to understand that because when others are interfering with your life, it's bad enough. So trying to deal with others and their nastiness and their evilness is not going to help the situation. I learned that the pitney patches, pitneyshes online aren't going to stop. They're just nasty, evil, sadistic people who get off on this because they're broken people, miserable, and hate their life, and they just hate me. I've learned that. And this is what I want to tell everybody who has gone through that, whether you're kids, adolescents, teenagers, young adults, you're going to have people in this life who are just not going to freaking like you because of your pretty self, your regular illuminated light, illuminated one within you. There are going to be people who are not going to like you whether you're illuminated or not. We're all illuminated anyway. We all have a level of light, our chakra, our energy that are born with us in our DNA that's programmed within our blood. And then on top of that, our brain, our CPU, that's the final chakra, our soul. Our brain and our heart and everything else all linked together end up with a soul tie of our chakra, our energy, our illuminated light. So I want you guys to understand all of that. So with that, we have to get to a point of feeling good at all times, whether you're feeling good or not physically, but you have to mentally feel good and your well-being. I told you guys, it's going to be short and sweet. So when we go into tomorrow's level of alternative self-love strategies, we're going to piggyback off of this into April showers, May flowers, meaning we're getting to a place of healing. We are 5 months in almost to our levels and layers of presentation and things like that. So with that being said, we're going to go into month four with a level of self-love strategies, and then we'll go into month five with more things as we talk about other things to help us with finance and eating and exercise and all this kind of stuff, and also learning other different techniques and stuff to get your life together. So with that being said, I'm doing this step by step so we don't overwhelm you guys and have 2 and 5 and 6, 7 hour lives. It's just not going to work out well. Mm-mm. I don't have capacity energy. So with that being said, we got to begin to shed light and begin to go and get our lives back in order, even though they've been out of order for a minute. And with that being said, our life experiences can cause our life to go out of sequence, out of order. So we have to get it back aligned and align with order and our illuminated crystals, I am my abundance mindset, and go from scarcity to abundance. A lot of that is something I have to be taught and learned. And then as I'm doing my teaching and things like that and my paradigm for light and all paradigm for coaching, as I was certified, I want you guys to understand it from how it's gotten me to be more peaceful and in a state of calm, even though my life has been a little topsy-turvy. So with that being said, we're going to talk about all that, and we're going to talk about different literature and things like that on self-love. And then on top of that, levels and layers of why you pick up these different things and materials that help us. And then how to mirror compassion and mirroring good light instead of bad light. And then on top of that, discipline. And then on top of that, organization. Cleanliness is next to godliness and cleaning out your life of poisonous people, poisonous environments, and even sometimes decluttering. But that's what I've been doing with my own environment, my home workplace, and everything else so I can become comfortable in a otherwise toxic environment and make it as homely as possible until I can leave, rent out my home-based business, and then begin to move on. But I wanted to go talk about all these different things in the after session and begin to work on these different things so that we can all begin to shed some light. Again, you can call in line 515-602-9765 or log on to TopRadioDiva.com or with Top Radio Diva, the power to do more online, and then let us know how you feel about the show and things like that. Text 866-727-9323 or local Atlanta 404-418-5104. And then also, I'll let you guys know the international numbers for also his call-in heart and Atlanta ATA-ALIANS heart. To call in if you can't call them through your local number. Then you may book your appointments at DonDeanCoachingINCC.com and INCCCoaching.com for your regular appointments. Few more online for your specialty appointment. So let's get into some things right quick before we get out of here, and then I will tell you what pages I would like for you to like, share, and comment on. And then on top of that, if you're going to say anything stupid or ignorant, you will be blocked. You will be reported to Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, and I don't have a problem doing so because I'm fed up with it. Like I said, it's the business, and I've been building on this since 2016, so I have a lot of work that needs to be continued to be done. And then on top of that, a level and layer of making sure you guys understand the brand. So let's get right into it. So with that being said, we're going to go from Twitter to Facebook. I have my levels and depths of Facebook pages that I'd like for you guys to go to, and that's Talk Radio Diva. And then I would like for you to go to the Talk Radio Diva group on the page and link in with that. And I'd like for you to go to PC Fashionista Printables and make sure that you guys do a level and layer of support to the business. And also, if you would like to do Cash App Love offerings to help expand the business, you may do so. And that is $INCCCoaching, $DonDivaCoaching, $TeamWorldOnline, and then Top Radio Diva, which is $InFront. And you can do it online with the topradiodiva.com QR barcode, and you may be able to go and donate to our actual business and our business endeavors and things like that, and our charitable contributions that will be separated from the business finances for us to do things with the community, local and also non-local. So with that being said, let's go over the groups in the pages. Talk Radio Diva is on Facebook, and it's at Talk Radio Diva. IMCC Coaching is on Facebook, and you may go there at Don Diva Coaching and IMCC Coaching. You may also go to Caring Orchid Foundation, and you may donate to Caring Orchid Foundation and make sure that you guys put the annotation that it is for Caring Orchid Foundation. That is my actual charity that I have, nonprofit. And on top of that, you may go to Levels and Layers of Stacey Fashionista Printables, and you may go to my Etsy store that carries the actual levels and depths of planners and journals for gratitude and whatnot that we were talking about, because we have those different planners. And I'll tell you about Stacey Fashionista Printables just a little bit. That is a level and layer of my new level of business that I have brought forth for you guys so that I can also put it on there for you guys to be able to get printables, journals, and more. I want you guys to be able to get those different things so that it will help you when you go to your coaching. And also, when you book your coaching, you will get journals or you will get a planner. It depends on what you decide when we sign up and everything else for your appointments and everything else. Those are part of the things that I like to give my clients. And then if you want to buy more planners and journals, you may get them at Stacey Fashionista Printables, and then you may also get them on my Etsy store. And then I'm also having Facebook work on my store, which they are reviewing, and they've already approved my stuff. They need to hurry up and fix my shop. So with that being said, I've already talked to Facebook and the shop support team, so they need to get it done and stop playing. So with that being said, you cannot have a positive life with a negative mind. So with that being said, that's the reason why I have the journal. I have them on there for you guys to understand that we have the I Am Journal, and that's this one. Your Crystal's I Am Journal. And it's a whole decked out journal for you to be able to write down your I Am Abundance affirmations, and they have affirmations in them. And they also help you to think in a positive mindset and to jot down different things. Then we have My Dream Journal. That one is a good one, and it lets you be able to go and think about what dreams are made of. I want you guys to be able to see that, and it's on the Etsy store, and you may go click the link on the PC Fashionista Printable page on Facebook, and it'll take you straight to the Etsy store to check out, and you may get that until my store is up and going on Facebook, which, again, Facebook needs to handle that and get that done. The hardships that I encountered in the past will help me succeed in the future. And when we think about hardships, we think about our life, we think about things that we need to throw away. That includes our own old personalities and things that we have going on, or old relationships that we're growing out of that are toxic or causing all of the layers of degradation to our mental humiliation or social media damages to our business or our outcome. And if you're not a business person, that's fine. If you're support personnel, you're needed, and you're what I hire and I love out there. Because at the end of the day, everybody needs a dream team and a sparks team. So support personnel, shout out, sparks. Then becoming one with your inner creator, maybe you're born with it. So that is the Born to Create journal that we have on there, and it's also on the Etsy store, and you can get that. Then there is a level and layer of other journals that we have on there, and Creativity and Progress. And there's other different things that we have on there. So you can go to our Etsy store, Stacey Fashionista Printables, and that is our partner, sister company. The 3 years that we do all our publishing through. So with that being said, I want you guys to be able to get those things. You can check out CC Fashionista Printables, and that is on Facebook, and you can check it out at Fashionista Printables. And then on top of that, you can follow us on Twitter, and that is CC Printables. And you may also go to our Instagram, and you may go to our Pinterest. And then on top of that, make sure you can also buy from our pins. We'll have those up and going and available for you guys to get it on Pinterest if you're a Pinterester and like pin thing. So the next one we have is on Diva Coaching, IMCC Coaching. IMCC Coaching is for IMB kids. If you're going through hardships and you're going through different things, as you're going through your journey through IM, come see me. Let's talk about your life. We don't have to talk about IM, but we can talk about your journey and your hardships and things like that to help you get more better at what you're doing and things like that. And I took a level of extended masters and mentors to help me. So as a beacon of light, I want to help the other beacons who are going through it. And then on top of that, I'm a life coach certified, so I don't mind reaching out to you guys if you're going through things in your life so that you can better go through your level of IM and things like that, because it's not easy. I'm telling you, IM's not the problem. Life can be hard, and the hardships that you're having before you go to IM can overlap your IM experience, and I want you guys to be able to get the help that you need and also guidance and things like that, mentoring, because I sure wish I would have had a better mentor and people to help me. I had some ascendant masters on the IM side at the higher level to help me to begin to go and see what was wrong and help me to go and get to a better place emotionally, mentally. And so with that being said, organization and cleanliness and cleaning out the gunk out of your life and cleaning out the things that are poisoning mentally, emotionally. So that's Don Diva Coaching, INCC Coaching, and we have journals and we have calendars on there, as well as you can get them on Top Radio Diva, and I'll put those things up there too. Same team will go online for children, adolescents, young adults. Get out and do something. Destination motivation, get out and do something. Don't let the world pass you by. Part of that destination motivation is that we all have to be motivated past our hardships. We all have to find a way to get into our crystals or get some crystals on a level of eliminated one or eliminated light. So that's what we're born with. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe we're all born with it. We are. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand that those are those different things that I want you to follow, which is the IMCC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, Team World Online, and then on top of that, a level and depth of Talk Radio Diva, the power to do more with CC, Talk Radio Diva. You can text our line at 866-727-9623 International or local Atlanta 404-418-5104. Or you can actually do that if you are local to Atlanta and you're having trouble with your phone. You can do it 800 text and things like that and text the line. And you can text us through email and your different things if you want different things to be signed up for. And we'll also have those giveaways and things like that. You can get free journals, planners, or other different things, or calendars. So with that being said, what else? Children, adolescents, young adults, the team world online. Your parents have to sign the extra credit card off if you're under the age of 18. If you're over the age of 18, then you're fine. And then we have the kids group, and then we have the actual adults group. So the adults, you go 18 above. The adults group, kids, you go under at that group, and you be monitored by an adult. You're not allowed to be in there without an adult. And we'll have tournaments and games and things like that, and you'll be able to be in the chat rooms with each other and have fun. So that is Talk Radio Diva, Team World Online, and then also Don Diva Coaching, IMCC Coaching, join the groups and the Cleanse Reset groups and things like that for Don Diva Coaching and IMCC Coaching. So I hope you guys understand the power to do more. That's the reason why I said you're welcome to do Cash App Love offerings for IMCC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, Team World Online, Talk Radio Diva, and then on top of that, for Talk Radio Diva, if you're going to do it through there, you can do it through that QR barcode, and you can sign up monthly, or you can sign up for one time payment, and you're fine. I appreciate everything y'all do for the Love Note offering of what business is for, and I put it towards that business. I appreciate it. So with that being said, I hope this unpack session was good for you guys. I hope that you guys attend the lives more and the unpack sessions more, and then we have conversations at the live and everything else. And then on top of that, thank you so much for everybody making my lives a lot more safer. I appreciate it. This March Madness has been something else. It's been a doozy, but woo, we made it. So we're going to go and get into the April showers. Bring May flowers. So we're going to get to the point of change, and we'll be changing our life, fixing our life amongst ourselves and together but separate. So with that being said, heart, thank you for attending the live. Well, thank you.